Hello, Gut Check Army. It is I, Zachary, and I am here with some bad news. This is maybe news that Ted would call apocalyptic, and it actually involves both the Gut Check podcast and real-life hackers. Yeah, you may have noticed some issues with the Gut Check podcast being able to download things, being able to access them. The situation is that like a week ago, or not quite, like earlier this week, there was a denial of service attack on our host. Now, who we've hosted, and I kind of blame Frank Turk for this, because he convinced me in like 2006 or something that the only place to host audio is archive.org, because they're going to archive your stuff anyway, and so you may as well put your stuff there, archive it for them, give it all the tags and the, you know, proper directory tree and everything so that it's easy to find, and then just access it from there. And so what we do, and what honestly I've done with a bunch of podcasts, Gibson a Body Bag, Clinch, Mimi Reads the Bible, just about anything except for my Pilgrim's Progress podcast, I've always just put the files on archive.org and then hand-edited RSS feed file, which in the case of the Gut Check podcast is just hosted on gutcheckpress.com. I'm going to actually put this file on gutcheckpress.com or one of my other many websites because we can't host it as normal. So anyway, I had hoped it would just be a couple days that they'd be down, and that way people would barely even notice. Maybe they'd think it was a problem on their end, but that's not been the case. So I wasn't able to upload this week's episode to our normal RSS feed. It just occurred to me now that I could throw it in the Patreon feed and the Patreons would get it early. I think I will do that. And in the meantime, we're just waiting for them to, like, I don't know, like Peter Gibbons, go through all those thousands of lines of code, or at least we're waiting for them to make sure that they've beefed up security so that this kind of hacker attack can't happen again. I can't complain. Archive.org is like a labor of love to make sure that there remains the kind of evidence of this digital world that we have now, that we have of the past physical world. You know, all these tons of pictures that we have now come and go and disappear, and the ones and zeros change to just plain zeros, and then they're forgotten. And so I think it's really cool that they're doing the Wayback Machine and all the archiving that they're doing. And I think it's really cool that not only did they say, host your podcast for free here, they said, let us give you a particular channel for it, like a channel name, and that will show up when people search. They've been really awesome about everything they do, and I really hope whoever did this stupid denial of service attack winds up in jail for it. And I really hope that soon we'll be back up and running, because they'll be back up and running. So that's the news. And one more thing that I just learned this morning on their update on Twitter was that they think it will be days, not weeks, which is really good news. I had been planning to record this today and thinking I might be saying, maybe we'll see you in a month. Maybe we're going to have to figure something out, you know, Podbean or something in the meantime, which would be a nightmare to then kind of reintegrate back with the original feed and have it kind of like spanning or straddling two different platforms. It just sounds like a nightmare. If it's days, not weeks, we're just going to wait. And in the meantime, you know, listen to some Re-Raptured. If you want to hear more content, there are 55 or something Patreon episodes proper, and then a bunch of other stuff on top of that, hundreds of posts that you could access right now for $4 or $8 to fill that Gut Check shaped hole in your heart. But to be clear, it wasn't me hacking. It wasn't my rudimentary DOS 6.0 driven computer virus that took down archive.org in a ploy to get more people to subscribe to our Patreon. That would just be a happy accident and a nice silver lining to a kind of crummy cloud. Hope you have a spectacular week. I may as well tell you this since I have you here. If you're someone who had listened to Pilgrim's Progress Season 1, the high-end silver presents the Pilgrim's Progress. Season 2 has already started for the patrons over there, and in just a couple weeks, I'm going to start putting them in the regular feed. So if you unsubscribed, resubscribe, and that one I actually am using a pay service for, so I guess this is the whole thing. In fact, no one tell Ted about this. He's just going to get mad as a filthy, rotten, German that my cheap Dutch ways have landed our podcast in such serious trouble. Hopefully it will blow over and he won't even notice. We'll be back up and running in days, not weeks. I hope those days and those weeks are great for you, and we will see you next time.